It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, November 29th. If you are here in the United States, or maybe wherever you are, and you celebrate Thanksgiving, it's the day after Thanksgiving, and we want to say we are thankful for you, and we are excited to talk some wrestling today. We're going to talk Survivor Series, War Games. We're going to give you our predictions. We're going to talk a little AEW Full Gear, give you our thoughts on that. And a couple other things. Of course, we have the Cooper effect, but as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
I have AC.
Yeah, you do. you have AC. You have
Peter. But that's not the story. I was going to tell a pretty, funny story about, my AC installation, but that everything that happened after work happened, so I have to talk about that.
All right.
Because, I also needed new winter shoes because mine suck. So I was planning on going tomorrow before work, but then I was like, I can probably go after work today and then just grab a quick bite to eat and then do the show with Rob. So that's what I went with. Also, I do not want to get up earlier tomorrow for work just so I can go to the mall. I hate malls. So I went to the mall. I went to the store and because I had a specific pair in mind. But when I saw them in person, they weren't what I was looking for. And then we're like, well, that's a bummer. But then I saw a different pair of boots and I loved them. And I never buy anything, clothes or shoes or anything, without trying them on. And you should too. So I sat down and I left my umbrella and my winter hat. I left them on the seat next to me. Oh. So I try on the shoes. And then I look at myself in a mirror because it's a whole process with me. And because I on one leg I had my old shoe and on the other I have the brand new pair. And I was making comparison, but all shoes are better than the ones I had. So that's a low bar. And then I was like, okay, I like these shoes and they're not that expensive. I'm gonna buy them. So I go back, put my old shoes back on and then put together, the new pair in the box. I close the box and see my umbrella next to me. And I'm like, where the hell is my hat?
Oh no.
And I'm like, my hat is gone. So I take the box of shoes and I start looking around and I was like, did I, accidentally left it on, dropped it on the ground? That I, snatched it when I was getting up in search of a mirror? And I really, believe me, there's one thing I really hate is it's certain moments that make me doubt myself. And I'm really anal when it comes to stuff like that because, like, it's an autopilot. And when I doubt my autopilot, that's when stuff gets, you know, weird because I'm a neat freak and everything I do is, you know, calculated when I'm in a calm environment, you know, not when I'm somewhere I'm not comfortable or don't know. It's a different situation. This is for our friend John from London. If he's watching, like, you'll know what I mean. So, and I start look, I probably spent 10 minutes in that store looking for my hat, and I'm like, I'm never gonna find that hat. I don't really like the hat. Like, it's a random winter hat, gray. Like, it's a normal hat. It's nothing special. It costs $5. And I can go to a different store and just buy it again. Like, it's not, again, nothing special. So I go to the cash register, and I'm looking kind of bummed out because, like, it's cold outside and someone stole my hat. And that's so weird. And, like, the lady in the cash register, she was probably younger than me. She was like, "Hi, do you know about our Black Friday, you know, sale?" And I'm like, "No, like, what is it?" And she says, "If you buy something for over $75, you get 30% off, and your boots are 70, so you're gonna need a bit, like, $5 more in order for you to get, you know, 30% off." And I'm like, "Well, I'm gonna have to because someone stole my hat. And I see you have hats here, and someone stole my hat." And she was like, "Someone stole your hat?" And I'm like, "Yeah, someone stole my hat." To which she replied that this is the fifth theft in the store today.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, "Okay, so that's totally random." And right next to me, the store manager is calming down a woman who got her wallet stolen.
Holy Jesus.
And I'm like, "Okay, so me lo losing a hat is nothing, you know, big because that woman's missing a wallet. And, like, it's not about the money, it's about all the IDs and the cards and everything." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And I grab a hat. It's a, like, tan color. And I'm like, "Okay, this it's cute. It's, like, cute." So I buy the hat, and after the 30% off, my, like, everything is cheaper than the boots themselves. So it's a bargain.
Yeah.
So she's like, "I'm really sorry about your hat." And I'm like, "It's not your fault. I mean, I've worked in stores like these. It's a five-finger discount, man. I've seen people lifting, like, shoplifting. It's never. It's not about the money. It's about the thrill of taking something that doesn't belong to you." So I was really bummed out, but the hat is cool. Like, the hat I got was really good. So I was going down the elevator, and I was just putting my headphones back on and listening to the spotlight. I was actually listening to the spotlight, and then I hear a voice, and then, like, I take off my headphones and I look up, and, like, there's, you know, the cash register lady. She was like, "Hi, I'm sorry, is this your hat?" And I see my hat in her hands, and she's like, "I'm sorry, you can totally, you know, you can return the hat. I mean, like, we found it. You can return the hat. It's, like, it's not, you're gonna keep your discount, but, like, you obviously don't need it anymore." And I'm like, "First of all, no. Like, me purchasing this hat made those boots cheaper. And second of all, where was this?" So she tells me that a child took my hat thinking that it was his. And because, like, I spent around 10 minutes looking for my hat in the store, they left the mall, and then the kid puts on the hat, and his dad was like, "That's not your hat. Like, where did you get that hat?" And
Nice.
the kid was like, "Well, in the store that mommy got her shoes." And he was like, "Okay, let's go back." So he came back to the store, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, a woman just lost her hat." And then she chased me down the elevator, like, the
Well, that's
escalator.
nice of her.
Completely, like, she shouldn't have done, like, she didn't have to, because I already have a hat, now I have two.
There you
So
go.
in the spirit of new shoes, new hats, new AC and everything. Hi, guys. This is a wrestling show. I'm sorry for rambling, but like this was the funniest thing ever. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, our fans of Coexisting. Happy Thanksgiving yesterday. I told everyone in the chat, if you're just joining us now, please drop all your food, all, like everything that you had to eat yesterday. Thank you, Jade, so much. All your tagging on Blue Sky on your food is just making my day all the time. Because Doc sends me, you know, pictures of his food and videos of his food. And I adore that because Doc, he's going to cook for me one day. And Jade is going to cook for me too because I can't cook to save my life. Also, since you're here, guys, please drop a like on the video. Like, share, and subscribe to Fightful Overbook. Thank you so much. If you want to support us, because like I'm poor now that I have boots and AC and everything, please send us a super chat. It's the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign. Any amount will get your question or statement read live on the air. Also, you can send a humper chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of contract news, a lot of contract news. This is also your only opportunity to vote on the upcoming Fightful Awards. I promise you, you're going to love this because it's fan voted and Sean puts a lot of thought into these. And since I just mentioned the Fightful Awards, a shout out to our friend Denise Alcedio, who this week had her last review for Raw. On Fightful, we will be having more content with Denise on Fightful, but an end of an era, definitely. I'm going to miss Denise a lot, but Sean from here on now is going to be joined by Ibu. He's so one of my favorites. I cannot wait what he brings to the Fightful team, and like his insight is always a pleasure, and I'm kind of pumped for this. I feel like I got all the plugs out of the way. So if you want, let's get started.
We do have two super chats to get out of the way. Just Ricardo, thank you, my friend. Says Mags has AC, but apparently no friends.
I have no friends.
You got friends here.
No,
like on the
friends.
Internet.
Everyone likes Christmas now. No, Christmas sucks.
Ryan Sullivan says he's at the Philadelphia Flyers game, so behave, looking at you, Rob. Well, I'm sorry you're at the Flyers game.
I hope you have a blast, sweetie.
Yeah, I do hope you have fun. Being at a hockey game is always fun, even if it's the Flyers. Anyways, guys, tomorrow is Survivor Series War Games.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite pay-per-views because this War Games is one of my favorite matches of all time. I've been watching it since I was a little kiddo, you know, featuring Sting and the Four Horsemen or whoever, Lex Luger, all kinds of fun stuff. So excited for this match. But Maggie, we're going to get started with our Survivor Series predictions.
So War Games!
Wow, Steven Regal here? Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. I would like you to put on the screen the chat from Corey because this is one of the best things he's ever said.
Let me see.
Moles are either dying or having thievery and violence these days. And the reason why I wanted you to put it up is because initially I read Maggie is either dying or having thievery and violence these days, which is so correct. Yeah, but it says Moles, so I'm now kind of bummed out. Yes.
Well, I'm sure he can change it for you and put that in there for you. Anyways, Maggie, let's get started with Survivor Series taking place tomorrow at the Rogers Arena in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Boo tomorrow.
Beautiful, beautiful place. November 30th, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm looking forward to it. We will start with, of course, there's no match order right now, but let's just go ahead and start with, let's go with this one. LA Knight, as we call him on, or as I call him, La Knight on this show, taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. He is defending, LA Knight will be defending his United States title. Maggie, I have a strong feeling that LA Knight will be losing his title.
It's wrong.
LA Knight will be losing his title, and Shinsuke Nakamura will be the new United States champion in Canada. There you go. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. There you go.
I have never wanted you to be more right. I really want you to be right because I'm picking LA Knight here. Not because I want to. Mm-hmm. This is nothing against LA Knight. Like, they booked his title reign really, really poorly. It's been kind of a snooze fest. Mm-hmm. The only interesting match that he had was against Logan Paul in the first place. This is another one of those instances where we bitch about WWE having no clue how to book baby faces. And Cody Rhodes is like the poster boy for this statement. Because we were all so happy when Cody Rhodes won the title, and then so LA Knight. Yeah, nothing against the guy. I just love Shinsuke Nakamura so much. But it looks as though, because like people on internet are weird, you know that, right? He just wants to serve. Like, okay, so if we take this as a true statement, this would only mean that Shinsuke Nakamura broke his serve and now he needs another one. So he came back for a payday and then he's going to disappear again. Because I posted this when Nakamura came back. Please don't fuck this up this time. Please, please don't fuck it up. And I kind of feel like they are going to. How many more times can you do that to Shinsuke Nakamura before it starts to stink? I mean, it already does. I have almost zero faith that Nakamura is going to win this championship. Because even if he does, why? Like, he came back, attacked LA Knight after his match, and then attacked him again, and then had a video segment, you know, on the Titantron, and like nothing more. If they do put the championship on Shinsuke Nakamura, I want to see that championship elevated. This is something that we were hoping would happen with LA Knight as champion, because when Logan Paul was champion, he just wasn't there. Like, he was walking around in his house and, you know, with the belt and sleeping with it. Okay. But it was weird. I love Shinsuke Nakamura. I'm a sucker for Shinsuke Nakamura. Everyone who boos him has a stinky butt. And yes, I'm picking LA Knight, but not because I want to. Yeah. Yes, Soupy. Thank you.
Soupy sends us a super chat that says Chelsea not being on the card is a crime. Yeah, Chelsea Green not being on the card is a crime. However, they are featuring her pretty well, like, this weekend. I mean, she's doing the autograph signing tomorrow. She's been there pretty much, I believe, all week doing stuff in the Vancouver area. So that's good.
And Throwbacks in the chat. Hi, sweetie. I hope you're doing good.
The other thing, too, is I know Steve... I know... I don't know if it was public, so never mind. I had some information on some wrestling.
Okay, stuff, you hear throwback and just start telling stuff that's not public.
Yeah, well, it had nothing to do with throwback, so I just stopped.
Yeah,
so.
I know, but like, just the sheer mention. Yes, throwback story, we did miss you. I hope everything is good. We're sending you all of our hugs and all of our kisses. But yeah,
before anybody goes into it, it's nothing like storyline. It's nothing bad. It's actually a good thing. So
don't
worry. It's nothing.
I'm gonna trust you there.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's a good thing. So, but yeah, Shinsuke is gonna win this. I have a feeling.
Thank you. I hope that you're right. Seriously,
I do too. I always hope I'm right, but sometimes we know how that goes.
I know.
When it comes to my predictions, right? So, we will move on to our next match. Again, we don't know the order, so we're just picking randomly here. Let's go with the triple threat match for the Intercontinental title. Sheamus, Ludwig Kaiser, taking on Bronathan Breakker.
Oh, Jesus, stop it.
I can't. It's his name. I gave it to him. Bron Breakker will, I believe, retain his title is what I think is going to be happening. I don't see Sheamus getting it. I'd be perfectly okay with that because isn't that the title that Sheamus needs for his
Yeah, that's the one title.
Yeah.
The one title.
I'd be perfectly okay if he did it. But I don't know if that's the case. So I'm going to go with Braun. I think that's the safe way to go. And we'll see. You shall see.
So the weird thing is that this is probably the longest booking that match-wise that they have on this show. Because it's been slowly cooking for like months and months and months now. And this is good. Because if someone tells you, oh, this is really out of nowhere thrown together, and then you'll get to tell them that they haven't been paying attention. I feel like nowadays they call on Sheamus when they need a great banger on the show. And that's always great because I love Sheamus. And I am going to pick Bron Breakker here. I love what Kaiser is doing because I kind of feel like we all forgot how good Kaiser is when Imperium broke up, which is still a really, really shitty decision in my eyes. I miss Imperium as a tag team. Let's take Gunther out as a singles competitor. Let's leave him at that. But like Giovanni, Fabian Aichner and Marcel Bartel, like those two as a tag team, I missed the crap out of them. They were amazing. They were worthy of acknowledgement. They could carry a tag division. They could be champions, and they were champions. I just kind of miss it. It was low-key the worst decision ever. Now, if there was miscommunication between Vinci and Kaiser in real life and they didn't want to tag with each other anymore, that's fine. But like, if they wanted to make some money, they could have made it work, you know, being professionals. But I will never say anything without knowing more information about a matter, because I wasn't there. I have no idea of knowing, because like it was out there in the world wide web that they weren't seeing eye to eye with each other. But like, I will never speculate on anything. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't true. Maybe it was true. I have no idea. Did you put this just?
Yeah,
to...
I did. I put the score up so people like, ah, oh, the football game's on. Well, I'll keep the score here for you.
Oh, I thought that you were just, you know, pissing off Ryan or, you know.
No, Ryan's at the hockey game, so he's fine.
Oh yeah, we'll usually Rob puts on the banner to remind you guys that you can send us your super chats and humper chats.
Oh, I can change like, that and add that in there.
No. I can just remind people. Like, put it back on. Like, okay, it's like breaking news and stuff. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, you can do that. So yeah, I have Bron Breakker winning here, but it's so good. I like this. I like it because like. Intercontinental Championship and United States Championship, they're both on the line on a pay-per-view, and that's a good thing because, you know, Cody's not. So.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah, both your women championship champions are also not defending their titles. They're on a team with one another, but, like, we're going to talk about that later. We can move on.
All righty. So you have Braun winning too.
Yes, I have Braun.
Yeah, I would love for Sheamus to win though. I mean,
yes, yes,
that's what I'd love. All right, we will move on to. Let's go ahead and go to this one. Gunther defending his world title against Damian Priest. Maggie?
No, you go first because I'm going to go off after.
Okie dokie artichokey. I am going with Gunther because I don't see them taking that title off of him anytime soon. I know a lot of people here and there like sometimes do, but I just don't see it yet. I just don't see it. I think he's going to feud with... I don't know who he's going to feud with. I could see him... I could actually see him in a Roman in a way. But I think Roman and CM Punk's actually going to probably happen. But I don't know. I don't know anything. Because I still think they need to do CM Punk and Seth before they do, yes. Before they go to Roman. Mm-hmm. But that's me. So I could see them keeping Gunther for Cena. But we'll have to go from there. But yeah, I'm going with Gunther. I think that's a safe bet. I don't see any titles changing on this card, but that's me.
Okay.
So what you got?
Okay. So to remind you guys, every time before a WWE premium live event, I'm on the True Heel Heat channel on YouTube, doing predictions with SP3 every Wednesday before a WWE premium live event. So I was on this week and both of us hated this, man, because I'm just gonna go out and say it. Cody ruined Gunther. Suck it, Cody. I fucking hate you. I hate your guts. You just had to do the stupid ass pin that if you're a ring general, you can get out of just from fucking letting go of the fucking hold. So in order for you to keep this persona of you beating everyone after overcoming so much adversity, man, for two WrestleManias in a row, man. So after doing that, you fucking beat Gunther with the most stupid pin in the world. And people have the guts to try to explain to me that I should never speak on wrestling moves because I am not in wrestling training. This was the lamest thing everyone's ever said, but that's fine. Because I don't know what route they were going with Gunther here. At the beginning, we were thinking that they're going for a babyface turn for Gunther because he put Kaiser in his place. He was like low-key trying to tell him not to put down Cody because Cody was the better man that night and everything. And he was like, we need to do better. Both of us need to do better. And then all of a sudden, Gunther is back to his old tricks. But this time, he's a chicken heel. Chicken shit heel. And I hate that because, well, How can you ruin Gunther like that? He was never that kind of heel that was afraid of everyone. And going back to the feud with Damian Priest is doing him zero favors, because he wasn't good in that either, because he called him street trash. That has nothing to do with any of the character development for Gunther / Walter before that over at NXT UK. And you just ruined Gunther, man. And SP3 said something really important, because all of us are thinking that John Cena is gonna win the Rumble, or maybe not. Either way, it's gonna lead to a match versus Gunther at WrestleMania. That's what people are saying. But now SP3 actually thinks that Gunther isn't gonna hang on to that championship until WrestleMania. He's gonna lose it before, because they did something to Gunther, and now everything's ruined for me. And I hate that, because just it takes a lot of talent for you to ruin something that is borderline flawless like Gunther. Real, real talent. And I say this to two people that have ruined already made places bar-wise here in Plovdiv. Like, you already have a place that has a name for itself, and people want to go there, and you just ruin it. That's how bad and sucky you are at your job. I don't know who's booking this. I really don't want to think it's Triple H, because he has a soft spot for his NXT talent. But man, I just really hate this. I hate this so much. The only way they can salvage this is for Gunther to squash Damian Priest in 2 minutes. Just have him powerbomb the crap out of him for 2 minutes, then splash and lariat, and he just pins his ass. And like, the fact that they had Gunther tried to attack Damian Priest from behind while Damian Priest was signing autographs fucking 6 feet away from where he was having a conversation with Kaiser. Are we just going to pretend that those are, you know, totally different universes? Because how can you not think that Damian heard that you were... They made him look like a fucking child, man. They made it look as if Damian Priest is gonna squash the guy in a matter of seconds. And I don't want that to happen. I love Damian Priest. But I don't know. Everyone in the chat, please tell me. Am I wrong for being this pissed off? Because this is Gunther. They had a sure thing there. And now you fucking ruined it, Cody. You ruined it for everyone. Thanks.
Oh God.
You know what I'm gonna do? Just because of what Cody did to Gunther, I'm gonna do something that I thought that I was never gonna do ever in my life.
Oh.
I'm gonna punch the RTD to you in the face, because I know Cody loves Star Wars. And I know this is going to hurt you, Cody, so I'm beating the breath off of R2-D2 right now. I know you're hurting, okay? I love you, sweetie. I love you. I'm so sorry. I was just proving a point. Thanks, Cody. This was a present from my nephew, by the way. Hi, sweetie. We can move on, because you can obviously see how pissed off I am.
At least you didn't beat your Jar Jar Binks.
I do not have a Jar Jar Binks, or is this a euphemism for vulva?
I tried to make it I tried to make it that way, but it just doesn't work out that way. Anyways, I've always liked Lord of the Rings. Anyways, that's what that was. No, I'm kidding. That was more for Chris, inside joke there. Anyways, let's just.
I could never top that, by the way. Yeah. So just...
Well, Maggie, we are moving on to the women's War Games match. You have Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, Tiffany Stratton, I always get Raquel Rodriguez, they changed her name though, didn't they?
What?
Didn't they change her name to from Rodriguez? Or no, I don't know. I can't ever remember. And Candice LeRae.
Raquel Rodriguez. She was
That's
Raquel
it. Okay.
Gonzalez.
That's what it was. I always get them mixed up because I can never
I
remember which
know.
way they went. Taking on Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Bayley, Io Sky, and Naomi. Who's gonna get this win, Maggie?
I feel like the faces should win. But yeah, I really want to address the super chat. Soupy, thank you for the super chat, but Cody loves Star Wars.
I know he loves both, or he likes
Yeah, he
both.
likes both. Yeah, but I was referring to Star Wars because I'm totally ignorant when it comes to Star Trek. But he loves Star Wars. Just don't. I'm always right when it comes to stuff like that. Thank you, Sudi, for the super chat. We appreciate you a ton. Get your super chats in
I
before I
should have
lose
went
my
with like
shit.
beating the light sliver is what I should have went with, by the way.
My lightsaber is really small.
Yeah, well,
The
welcome to that
one I
club.
have, but it's double
Anyways.
sided. Not wrong.
Oh. I was like, what do you need the double-ended one for? Yeah, I got it. I got it now, but Jesus, we're going straight to hell for this show. Oh well.
Okay, yeah, there's I don't know how many clips we provided Soupy from this episode alone.
Good God.
Yeah,
Okay.
okay, yeah, War Games. Okay, so I hate this match. This match is made for the sake of having a women's War Games match, and I know we're gonna complain either way, right?
I
If
don't
there's
know.
not, well,
I think
okay,
it makes sense in a way.
why? Like
Well, I mean,
Liv Morgan and Nia Jax literally fought 3 weeks ago.
yes.
They're opposite of each other. They were fighting over a ring.
That's true. I'll give you that. Never mind.
And
Not with
like,
it.
why? I understand why, but it's so thrown together and so done. Like they're pushing it. I understand, but like Dominic Mysterio is, there's no Liv Morgan merch, by the way.
Should be.
There should be. There should be. So she's champion. Nia Jax is a champion. They're both on the same team. I understand. Don't get me started on the face team because Bianca's there, and for years she wanted nothing to do with Bayley. And just because Bayley helped her win the War Games Advantage match, all of a sudden Bianca's okay with Bayley.
Well,
All of a
I
sudden.
at least Bianca made it make sense. Like she goes, she showed like she made up for it is what Bayley is what Bianca said. Like she
Yeah,
showed.
okay, but like Bianca legitimately said that she's a manipulator and she will do anything to and then she gets manipulated.
Yep.
Manipulated.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Oh, the Bulgarian strikes again. So this is why it pisses me off because like there's still things that do not make sense here. But one of the things that hurt the most is I love Candice LeRae. She's one of my favorites. I like she, it's a shame she was never NXT Women's Champion in my eyes. And you just know that she's in this match to get pinned. She's getting pinned. And
Well,
this is kind of sad for me. Chelsea Green isn't on this card. Soupy sent a super chat about this. Chelsea Green isn't on this card. She absolutely needs to have a backstage segment, at least, because she's the one that she that always say that you need to get everything you can out of the TV time that you have. So she can make everything work.
and this next super chat is going to play into my answer. Sean Garner, thank you very much. Since a super chat says Jade's attacker will reveal themselves in the match.
Charlotte
And
Flair,
she
right?
will. No. And her name is Naomi.
I would love if this happens because I talked about this on our show previously. The only way for them to make Naomi matter is for them to make to just turn her heel. Just turn her heel. This is in itself a storyline because when she's a face, she's the one that always has her friends back, but then she always loses. Like we saw what she was during her TNA run. We can see it here too. Just give us that. I know it's a different scene, it's different in-ring, it's different storytelling, but this is the only way. This is the way. Also, Charlotte. It can also be Charlotte.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I mean, it definitely could be. Scott George says it's her hometown. She'll be seen for sure. I could definitely see her having like some backstage stuff, and I think they have to do that. And
Backstage stuff with who?
like vignettes, like with
With who?
like anybody, like
Who are you
Pierce,
talking about?
Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Oh,
Chelsea,
okay.
sorry,
Okay.
I yeah, Chelsea Green. I could definitely see her having like a segment with Pierce or Nick Aldis or even
Or on the
just
pre-show, she can
yeah.
evade stuff. It's just something, just something.
Yep, for sure. I see that. And this is a good point too. Sean says, what if Bianca attacked her? That is a good point.
Yes,
Yeah.
sweetie, I do see that, but for me, they must have a match at WrestleMania. And if they're pulling the trigger now, because I kind of feel like it's Bianca Belair who attacked her, but you don't reveal that now. It's so early before WrestleMania.
In my opinion, you started at the Rumble. Like you have one of them eliminate the other. You do the typical,
Sure.
the
I mean,
one
it's
let
right
the
there.
other.
It's lazy, but it works.
Yeah, what she said. Anyways,
Just move on.
doing that for the benefit of the whole show. All right, we go to the main event. Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, CM Punk, Roman
Dun dun
Reigns,
dun.
The Bloodline, the OG Bloodline, taking on the Bloodline, Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, Bronson Reed, and G.O.D. Guerrillas of Destiny. So, Tama Tonga and the. Yeah, so there you go. Maggie. Tongalo. Sorry, I forgot to say the last name. I was like, I'm like I counted four names. I'm like, who the hell? So, anyways. There's so many things that come into mind like for this match.
Please tell.
I think that part of me thinks that Heyman turns, which it's part of me is like, what the hell? You get power bombed and you're gone for so long, and you've like that made it like that part of me is like, huh?
No,
I don't.
like him turning has nothing to do with him joining Bloodline 2.0. No, he's just turning on Roman and everyone because no one had his back.
That's okay.
No one,
If they go that route, I could be okay with it.
yeah,
If they
he
go out.
brought CM Punk back just so he can turn on Roman, and then we can go back to Paul Heyman and CM Punk thing. That's what I'm referencing, but please
Okay.
continue.
Okay, that makes sense. I would be okay with that. As long as he doesn't go, as long as he's not part of the new bloodline, that's really all
No,
I,
nothing to
yeah.
do with that. Nothing.
Okay, that's
Although
really all I want.
we did see him when he came back this past Friday.
Wearing the
He was
red
dressed
shirt.
exactly like Solo.
Yeah.
Exactly was, like so. That's, and that's why people think that.
Yeah. And that's exactly why. I wouldn't, that would never come into my mind if he didn't have that look.
Exactly.
Part of me just thinks, I mean, this is one of those dumb things, but if Paul Heyman does not turn, I think the face team wins. I think Roman Squad wins.
Well, this is why Roman got pinned by Solo Sikoa in Saudi, right? Because we said that the heel team have to win in a way that it makes the face team want to have a match, in War Games capacity. And this is exactly what happened. Solo Sikoa pinned Roman Reigns, and this struck Roman, and this hurt his ego to the point where he wanted a War Games match. And now we get one, and the face team has to win. So what I see it happening here, first of all, Bronson Reed fits like a glove in the Bloodline. Absolutely perfectly. This is amazing. I enjoy it. Just put the guy over. Put him over. If you want, you can have every single one of the face team make everything in their power to take out Bronson Reed from the picture. Like you can break the announce table with Bronson Reed. Just do everything in your power to take him out of the picture. And then you take care of, this is how you put over someone in defeat. If you want to. But Bronson Reed needs to shine in this match. He absolutely has to. So the face team wins. And then you get a kick in the head from CM Punk. And everyone's stunned. And like he gets a grin, on his face, and then he leaves with Paul Heyman. He leaves, and then Paul Heyman smiles with his nasty smile, and then he leaves with him. This is something that's going through my mind, but I don't know if they do that because, again, I agree with you. CM Punk needs to have a match against Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, and I don't know how you get to that after this. Because if CM Punk turns on Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins is going to kind of like Punk. in his words, that's all I'm saying. But my excitement levels for Survivor Series as a premium live event as a whole are high because of this match and this match alone. I am not looking forward to any of the other matches. And because it's a Saturday night pay-per-view, which I hate, boo, I have to get up before work on Sunday morning to watch it. And it's not going to be that bad because I'm going to watch all the matches on 2x speed and only the main event at regular speed. I'm sorry to all the other matches. I'm sorry to the women's War Games match. I am sure that it's going to kick all sorts of ass, but just, the build towards that was kind of iffy for me. It's kind of a bumpy ride been when it comes to the women, because we're going to, like I said at the beginning of the predictions, we're going to complain either way. If they weren't a women's War Games match, we're going to complain that there was not a women's War Games match. But now there is one, and we're complaining that it's put together, thrown together for the sake of being there. We're always bitching about more women in wrestling. But what we mean is for more storylines to matter when it comes to women's wrestling. That's,
Yeah.
Kudos to NXT, by the way. When they don't have backstage segments with Nikita Lyons, Ashanti the Adonis, and Carmen Petrovic, Everything else is two thumbs up. I'm so pumped for Gigi Dolin being back. But, you know, that's only because we rarely get to talk about the NXT on our show. And that's about it, about Survivor Series. Yeah,
I think it's going to be a good show, though.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, when it comes to wrestling, it's so... When did it become 3-3? It was just 3-0.
Yeah, it just became 3-3.
Okay, what the hell? Yeah, when it comes to wrestling, it's always great because when you count on your wrestlers, they do always a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah. Yes. So show. All right. So... Let's do a little
No. Boggs sent us a super chat.
Boggs sends us a super chat. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Says they're trying to make Solo happen and it feels shoehorned. Combined with Gunther Weekend, Priest versus JD was flat. What to do? Turn Punk, that's what you do.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with a CM Punk heel turn. That's at least what I think. Thank you for agreeing with me about Gunther being weakened because it's really bothering me. Yeah, I feel like Judgment Day and Priest will never end. So,
do you think this might be the way they can... Do you think Ludwig could turn heel on
Gunther
this week?
Well, this was the thing I was thinking that they were aiming at, because of the whole Gunther shooing Kaiser away when it comes to Cody, you know, banter, and you should never, because we don't like Cody on the show anymore. So
I like you're saying we.
Yeah, like I don't care if you like Cody anymore. Like you don't.
Sorry, Cody. I don't like you anymore. I'm told.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You can be your own man. Okay.
Wow.
Yes, you have the freedom to be your own man. I'm so generous like that. So, I agree here. But I don't know if they're going towards that because, like, Gunther is, you know, way of. You know, Gunther's attitude isn't aiming towards a babyface turn. Or is this him, you know, just having doubts and acting out like a stereotypical man? Like, for sure.
Yeah. All right.
Cooper so back, yes.
Yeah, that's our Survivor Series. So, Survivor Series tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Eastern. Only 5 matches on the card, so... There we go again. All right. Here we go.
Did it? Okay, you can see the Loch Ness Monster, right? It's not just me. That's not an island. That's the Loch Ness Monster, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that's
Nessie. Okay. You know, when it comes to sea creatures, oceans, and stuff like that, I'm going to tell you about, you know, some wonderful people in New Zealand. After a pod of more than 30 pilot whales stranded themselves in a New Zealand beach, over 1,000 volunteers and professionals alike organized to save them by carrying them back out to sea with sheets. Those are big ass sheets, man. So it was on an island in the northern islands of New Zealand. A particularly prolific standing location for the pilot whales. So the Department of Conservation agents routinely surveyed the beach and asked the public to report any whales coming too near. So the rescue efforts saw almost all of the pilot whales survive, while 3 adults and 1 calf perished, which is, you know, the bad news. A Maori ceremony. I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, but, you know, it's a it's a hard thing to pronounce. Yeah, so a Maori ceremony was held to honor their spirits, as they believed that the animals are sacred cultural treasure. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that a huge rescue mission for whales took place in New Zealand, and the one that couldn't make it were honored in a, you know, in a ceremony, which is, you know, kind of heartwhelming. I know that this is nature, and you either survive or you don't. I'm so glad that they got to rescue all the others, you know, about 20, 25, 26 of them. More people like this. Whales are almost all the time on the endangered species. I know it feels like on this segment, because I often pick the Cooper Effect segments, and the ones that Rob picks out are, you know, tier worthy all the time. So the ones I usually pick, am I glitching or are you glitching?
I don't know. It's...
Okay. The chat will tell us. So usually the ones that I'm picking out, you know, favor the London Zoo all the time because they're saving endangered species. So it's a nice change of pace. So we are favoring New Zealand people now. Kudos to people in New Zealand. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah. So Maggie, AEW okay. Full Gear was last weekend. What did you think of the pay-per-view?
Okay, we need to address the match that needs to be addressed, okay?
Okie dokie.
The pre-show match. So, AJ versus QT.
Are you sure that's the match that you're referring to? Or no, actually you are. Sorry. Boom! I just needed a second to get the. I did that for you. Hey,
yes.
It could have been worse. I could have done this.
Hi, guys!
But you don't like it, too. But do you like it because it bugs me more?
No. Why would I do that if it bugged you?
Yeah, why would you? Uh-huh. No. Nervous laugh.
I don't do anything like that.
Sure.
Team player. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So...
Sacrifice.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, it was my nephew. Sure. Yeah. So, yeah, the pre-show match. This had zero right to be this good because I was on this very show last week and on the pre-show on Fightful Select. Thank you, Ricardo. Thank you. You're my saver. So I didn't want to see this match because I saw no reason for it whatsoever. But then it was this good while the guy wrestled with a broken leg, man. And so there's no way I will not give you your flowers for that.
Broken foot, right? Or was it?
Yeah.
Just when I heard that, it's like, damn, dude, good job. I mean, either way, it was a good job.
It was a good job either way. And then it became even more impressive because he was fucking hurting all the time. And also props to QT because he did marvelous, man.
Yeah. He's a good wrestler, though.
He's special. A lot of people won't do the things that he did. So Full Gear, it was a really good pay-per-view. I kind of feel like I wasted a day off on Full Gear. it was a pretty solid show. I know, but like it was kind of meh. Fletcher versus Ospreay was good.
I get this. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations to him. My knee hurts a bit and I can't function. And the guy just wrestled with a broken foot, leg, or whatever. Speaking of my knee, so when it comes to full gear, and I tweeted this out, I skied it also, which is a weird thing to say. Because of, you know, Mercedes Moné versus Chris Statlander was probably match of the night. And Mercedes Moné did like about 59 million meteoras. I feel like that's a fair amount. And then Kyle Fletcher gave Will Ospreay a tombstone pile driver from the apron to the steps outside. And of course, when you do a pile driver, you land on your knees. So all the meteoras and that tombstone pile driver on the steps, I was rubbing ointment on my knees because they were hurting just from watching this. This was so, this was not fun to watch while you're in actual pain from your knees. Both matches were absolutely amazing. Mox versus OC was what it was. The ending was so overbooked. And I still am going to need for them to make sense of all this situation. I understand why Hangman... It's the whole Hangman and Switchblade and Christian Cage situation. It's really... It's kind of messing me up. Like just a little bit, but the good news is that the C2 started this week, right? They had three matches: Shelton Benjamin versus Mark Briscoe, they had Claudio versus Ricochet, and they had Darby Allin versus Brody. So Darby Allin is going to climb Mount Everest, right? So there's no way he's winning this tournament. Why is he in this tournament? I just have questions. They did surprise me this week again with Claudio versus Ricochet. All of a sudden, they started giving Claudio's opportunities, and they gave him the lariat to finish people off because, like, he beat last week. He won a match with a lariat. He won again this week with a lariat, and they give a win to Claudio versus Ricochet. I didn't see this coming. And now I have expectations because you said that you wanted Claudio to win the C2. Yeah. And I'm not opposed to that because, but like on the other hand, he's Trios champion.
Yeah.
So probably maybe put emphasis on that because all of a sudden those title belts are nowhere to be seen. Nowhere. I don't even remember if he came out to the ring with a championship. If someone paid attention more than me, which is probably everyone else, just if he actually wore the championship to the ring, please say so. Because every time you get a Wheeler Yuta segment, every time he comes out to interfere in your match and everything, he's not wearing that championship. Pac isn't taking the opportunity to hide his abs, you know, with a championship, so he's not carrying that, so fuck that. And that entire group obviously doesn't want to be seen with championship belts because even on full gear, while the AEW championship was being defended, they didn't show it to us. It remained in that briefcase. Because this is something that I told you last week. I'm pumped to see the AEW championship again because I haven't seen it since WrestleDream. And yeah. I'm bummed out. And I thought that the referee was going to do the thing, but he just lifted up the briefcase. And I'm like, is there a problem with the championship belt? Did someone manage to sue AEW over something that is on belt?
Yeah, somebody lost it in Tallahassee again.
Yeah, sure. Did someone go to a steakhouse again or something? It's really weird. I understand that it's, you know, something that is supposed to be bugging you. But right now I have more and more questions. That, like, that's it. What are your initial thoughts on Full Gear and on Dynamite? By the way, they randomly split Camille and Mercedes Moné.
I don't really know if they really did it randomly. I think the writing's no, been on the wall.
I don't mean randomly as in randomly, but like I don't care.
Oh. Okay.
Because Camille lost to Chris Statlander before that, and Mercedes Moné beat Chris Statlander fair and square. And like, why would I think that Camille is gonna beat Mercedes Moné? That's what I'm saying when I say it was. I don't care. Like what?
No, I understand.
I just hope it makes sense. Like, share your thoughts. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, overall, the pay-per-view, it was okay to me. Like, it was nothing like special, like for me. And that's not a bad thing because AEW always delivers, you know? So when,
of course,
that's the thing, like it was a fine pay-per-view. It wasn't like one of their best, but it wasn't one of their like worst, you know? Like it was good. Am I mad that I paid for the pay-per-view? No, absolutely not. I had a good night. I enjoyed it. So that's what matters. So I thought it was a good show. The matches were good. Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher was good, like you said. Mercedes Moné, Chris Statlander was solid. John Moxley versus Orange Cassidy, that was pretty good. I thought that one could have gone a little bit longer, but it was okay. I mean, I deep down I knew what was going to happen, even though I wanted Orange Cassidy to win. I knew what was going to happen.
Oh, I never wanted Orange Cassidy.
Oh, I did. The only reason I really, well, okay, one, I do like Orange Cassidy, but the other thing is I wanted to see Twitter burn, really. Just because, you know,
go on Twitter anymore.
No, that's fine. Yeah, which is true. I rarely go on there, but when I do,
I'm proud of you for that.
I like to see people just lose their shit.
I am excited to see the downfall of the Acclaimed.
Yeah, that was probably the highlight for me of Dynamite. Watches where it beat the hell out of Max Caster.
That was so good, man.
I still think that's going to bite Max in the ass. I still think that they are not going to take him like in the Hurt Syndicate.
Exactly. They want Anthony Bowens the entire time. Yeah, and he just, you know, all of a sudden thinks that he's too good for the Acclaimed.
Yeah.
But like, it was so good. And I'm like, damn it. I thought that there was no way I can like Swerve Strickland more. And now I do.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
And hey, don't get me wrong. Mike Caster is doing his job. Like, there.
Yes.
Like, he's supposed to be an asshole. He's just really good at it because, you know.
Of course. Yeah.
We'll have to see. Yeah, other than that, you know, nothing really stood out. I know I'm ready for, and this is like, duh, but I'm ready for Kenny to come back. I know that much.
When Kenny comes back, because like, and other than Dynasty, Wrestle Dynasty at New Japan, it's on January 5th, right?
Yep, January 5th.
Okay, so this is a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this kind of sucks. Yeah, because I'm working.
Well,
damn it. Sure. Hey, Sean, pay me a lot of money to not work as a bartender anymore. Also make my merch for Christmas because Supi is a genius.
But yeah, I mean, that's really about it.
Doc sent us a chat.
Oh, thank you. I would have missed it. Oops, here. Where to go? There it is. Chris sends a super chat. He says, happy Black Friday. Prediction show tomorrow. I will let you know. I might have something going on in the afternoon that I was not planning on, but I will.
Please let us know. So, you know, yeah. I know if I'm supposed to be running back from work.
Yeah, I will let you know. I was not planning on what. It's nothing major or anything. It's just. So, I'll let you know.
That dinner looked absolutely delicious, Chris, just by the way. Just never stop cooking, ever.
Never stop. But answer your damn door when I knock. That's our bit. Like,
okay.
I would, like, whenever he shows like food, I'll say, "Why did you not answer the damn door?" Like, because I'm always saying that I'm there. Because like I'm here. Like I want some of that food.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I needed some time.
That's, yeah, that's okay. No, I mean, I should have clarified what I meant by that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Maggie. There is another show going on tonight, which I wasn't really planning on talking about it, but I will at least run down the card for them because they've
TNA.
Been, yeah, really good to us. So tonight, TNA Turning Point,
yes,
taking place in Winston-Salem, where Sean is tonight. I think he's going to the show. But
if he sits front row once again, and I have to look at Sean throughout the entire pay-per-view, I'm kind of lying because I never watch TNA pay-per-views ever now because I don't have time for them.
Okay. Well,
tonight, so you can sit wherever you want, Sean.
Yeah, sit wherever you want. You don't care. Anyways, Rosemary taking on Zaya Brookside, Savannah Evans, and then we have Nick Nemeth taking on Eddie Edwards for the TNA World Championship. Masha Slamovich versus Jordynne Grace for 2 out of 3 falls TNA Knockout World Championship.
Yes.
Joe Hendry taking on Eric Young. This is a 6-way Thanksgiving Turkey Bowl match. Joe Hendry versus Eric Young, Hammerstone, Brian Myers, PCO, and John Skyler.
PCO.
You have a 6-way tag match, which might turn into a... this might change because Zachary Wentz is not going to be there. So that could change because I don't know why he's not going to be there, Trey Miguel's not going to be there. Because he just had his congratulations to him, by the way, him and Killer Kelly, they just had their kiddo, right? Was that, I think that was who just.
I really want to know what happens in, you know, wrestler's personal life because it's not of my business.
No, never mind. But I was wrong. It's my read. See, that's why I stopped and I needed to double check. So anyways, that's why I do that. Sometimes I double check. Myron Reed. So, well, congratulations, Trey Miguel, for not having a kid. There you go. Today, anyways. You know what? Let's just keep going before I make it worse. Anyways, please. The Hardys and Ace Austin versus the Rascals and Kushida. So somebody might replace, I don't know if it was Zachary Wentz or Trey Miguel now. Either way, one of them's not going to be there. Josh Alexander versus Steve Macklin in a no DQ match. Check out Sean's interview with Steve Macklin. It was really solid. Please. And then you have a singles match. Frankie Kazarian taking on Mike Santana. And the singles match for the TNA X Division Championship, Moose defending his title against Laredo Kid. Maggie, plug your shit so I can stop talking.
Before I plug my shit, do you want to share your thoughts about the whole Ricky Stark situation?
Oh, that, you know, I was thinking that there was something I wanted to talk about and I could not remember what the hell it was. And thank you, Soupy. Thank you, Soupy. But yes, Trey Miguel. Yeah, Trey Miguel.
Just, thank you, Scott.
That's who it was.
Thank you.
So next time I say this, I'll probably say it was Zachary Wentz, but I know he's with Gigi Dolan, so that shouldn't happen. Like, I shouldn't get that one wrong. Anyways, let's do this. Ricky Starks.
This not a good look.
Well, Ricky Starks is always going to speak his mind, which is
sure.
good or bad.
When I said not a good look, I was referencing AEW, not Ricky Starks. Yeah. I love Ricky Starks. I will always root for Ricky Starks. Continue. I'm sorry for
the thing is in my eyes, what happened was okay, so this all like blew back because of some of the things that obviously Effie said. I don't, Effie always speaks his mind, which I like. I think Effie's like a very smart man. He's very business savvy. He's just a smart guy. In a way, I could see where people in GCW were irritated by the whole Hammerstein stuff. But there is certain things that it's easy for me to say because I'm not in his shoes. There's certain, I wouldn't have said a lot of the things he said, but he said them. So do I see where Tony came, like, was coming from? Yeah, I do see where Tony was coming from. That's what Tony wants to do. Tony can do that. It's over. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Do I feel bad for Ricky that he misses out on a payday? Yeah, absolutely. I think that sucks. But the other thing too is, in my opinion, if it's just so weird. Like, I find it odd that when a wrestler wants to not be with your company, and he's never requested this, I don't believe. And if he has, either way, I mean,
I don't think that he was, that it was ever made public whether he wanted his release or not. He just didn't want his his situation for his contract situation to be picked up. This is the only thing that he wanted, and they eventually did. Like, they never honored his request. That's what this whole deal was all about.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is he said what he felt, Effie, that is, and it just, unfortunately, it came back, and it hurt GCW, and it hurt the situation. I mean, his opinions my opinions don't necessarily reflect Fightful, even though we do a show on Fightful. That's like Effie's. His didn't necessarily reflect GCW's, I don't believe. But it just cost GCW, and well, in a way, I guess it probably saved them money too. But that's kind of dumb because people were probably going to pay for that show to see Ricky Starks when you think about it. It's unfortunate. That's really the best way to say it, because I'm hoping Ricky, and it sounds like it's okay. Ricky sounds like he'll be able to take other jobs, like other dates. It's just GCW is not one of them right now. So
I want to address a couple of comments in the chat from Delayed Grats. Thank you. Thank you for stating your opinions. So first they said Ricky's trying to force AEW to fire him. He should have kept quiet, put guys over on his way out, and he would not have been iced since March. And then they said, if we break contracts, we'll lose money and or fire. That's real life. Unless they did him dirty, I do not support this kind of behavior. So, sweetie, referencing your first comment, I don't think that Ricky Starks is forcing AEW to fire him. On the contrary, he wasn't injured or anything. He wants to be a part of the show. They just don't have him on their show. As for putting people over, he has no problem losing to people. They just don't have him on the show. He had a problem with him beating Big Bill because this would have done zero for Big Bill. And he had a problem that he was about to beat the guy. See, he's trying to make a point that he needs to lose. That's what Ricky Starks did. As for contracts, we're not talking about breaking contracts. He just didn't want for his deal to be picked up, and they just picked the deal up. That's not like him saying, I want my contract to end right now, and I want to go somewhere else. This is not what he wanted. He wanted to explore free agency, and they didn't give him this opportunity when his contract ended. This was what is happening. As to what Scott is saying about Effie mentioning Tony Khan's father, et cetera, this, like, we can all state opinions about this. I'm not going to be pretend to be mad about him mentioning Tony Khan, or I'm not going to pretend to be mad that they booked Hammerstone too, or it's not about me. People who are mad over this and are, you know, passionately taking sides, obviously feel strongly about the situation. I don't. I'm bummed out that them AEW pulling Ricky Starks means that he doesn't have his payday. Also, when you're not on the show on AEW, this is the show I'm referencing, when you're not on the show, you don't get your merch sold, because like people forget you're there and they just don't buy your merch. Of course, because his name was running around in news and interviews and everything, of course, people are going to ask about Ricky Starks. During his interview with Chris Van Vliet, he said nothing negative about AEW. Like, did he say anything negative about AEW? He was so careful with his words that if you're stating that he's trying to get fired from AEW, you're just speculating in my eyes. This is what I think. So we are not people who are backstage in the locker room. You have no idea what's going on. We have no idea what's actually happening. So what I've learned from these past few years of me watching wrestling and then following the news and everything is for me to never speculate and have a really strong opinion about something that I couldn't possibly know. This is something that Brawlin taught us. This is something Brawl Out taught us. This is something that last year's Punk's coming back during Survivor Series taught us. Like, I hope that we are evolving as mature human beings and not making speculations and making up our minds about something that we could never know for sure. This is all I'm gonna say about the matter, and I feel like I covered it pretty well.
I think you did too. So now I'll have you plug your shit.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Rob. Guys, if you're still doing Twixer or whatever, you can follow me there at Maggie_IK. And I am on Instagram at Maggie.IK. If you want me to help renew my following from X to Blue Sky, you can definitely follow me on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK, which is the weirdest thing to say ever after years of saying all the other two. thank you for joining us so much. Please, after you're done watching this podcast, please leave a comment down below. Also, please don't forget to like the video. We're gonna welcome you back next week, and please don't forget the second week of December is our 3-year anniversary, and we're gonna be crying and being really, really weird as opposed to any other show. Yeah. Rob, plug your shit too.
Well, Maggie, do you want 3 dad jokes before?
Sure.
Okay. The doctor told me my prostate was good. I was deeply touched. Yeah. How does a man take a bubble bath?
How?
He eats beans for dinner.
Oh no, I knew it was something like that, man. I should have known better, Robert.
Yeah. My wife said she'd pick up a different brand of whiskey for me to try. I said I'd give it a shot.
So, can you plug your shit? Just
yeah,
please.
I will. Okay. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X if you're still there. Otherwise, I am on Blue Sky now, at Rob Wilkins, I think. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob. Want to say thank you for tuning in today. If you guys watch Survivor Series, I hope you enjoy it tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. We will see you right back here next week for our 3-year. Holy crap, 3 years we've been doing this, Maggie.
Is it Friday the 13th? Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Next week isn't. No.
The anniversary show, Robert.
Oh,
yes, it's Friday the 13th.
Okay, so that's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, the second week of December, 2 weeks away.
Okay. Well, I misunderstood. I thought you said it was next week. I can't listen and do things.
The second Friday of December is the anniversary.
It's my first day. It's my first day. Okay. Well, guys, we'll still join us next week for our pre-anniversary. Jesus Christ. Anyways, I'm going to get out of here so you guys can get away from me, too. So that's what you guys need. But thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you have a great weekend, and we will see you next week for some more Coexisting. Peace out, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save.